It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations every Friday afternoon, and statewide, too. Helping Hand, putting the spotlight on an organization, topic, event that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are among the most vulnerable in the community. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are grateful to catch up with a returning guest. We have Parents, Inc. joining us, that is providing awareness, referrals, education, nurturing, therapy, and support. According to the website, HawaiiParents.org, Parents is a private nonprofit. They've been serving local families since the mid-70s, focus on the healthy growth and development of all family members, and their site notes right on the front page. Purpose is family strengthening, prevention, and treatment of child abuse and neglect. And we're welcoming back the executive director at Parents, Lisa Grew. Aloha. Welcome back, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yeah. I really enjoy being here and getting to share our message online on the radio.
That's wonderful to have you on Helping Hand. And you've got an important message. And no doubt a lot of folks would find it useful in their lives, this organization, and some of the things that you do, but they may not be familiar with it. So overall, if you can, talk about the mission of Parents.
Yes, the mission really is to provide parenting education and skill-building tools and provide resources for parents, all parents and caregivers. I know we focus on prevention and treatment, but really we want the everyday parent to take advantage as well. We all struggle, right, with the parenting, so we all need those help through challenges, and we need support systems, and we're really reaching out to the general public to let them know that, you know, we are here to help and support them in any way they need that.
And a lot of that, I guess, is to keep things from becoming problems.
Because exactly,
you start with trying to make sure that you avoid those pitfalls, then you have less people in distress to have to help.
A majority of our clientele right now is people that are in the system, the child welfare system for child abuse and neglect. And our goal, of course, is not to have that happen anymore, for us to have the prevention.
That's right.
Where we don't get to the place where we're lashing out at our children and we're responding angrily, but have more of a positive parenting where we're disciplining positively and actually building self-esteem and teaching them life lessons versus punishment.
Right. And also building a better world for ourselves, because every single one of these kids that gets treated that way, who knows the potential damage that's going to cause? It's like a domino effect into society. You're unleashing someone who has not been treated properly. Imagine how they're going to treat you when you run into them.
Exactly. And we know that the cycles of abuse perpetuate.
That's right. Right.
So if you grow up in a violent home, you're more likely to be violent yourself as a parent. And domestic violence is a huge issue. Where do you think that stems from? You know, it's one of the things we talk about in our parenting classes is we recommend you don't ever hit your child. Because what you're basically doing is every time they do something you don't like, you hit them. So what they're learning is if someone does something I don't like, I get to hit them. That's
right.
What I'm taught. So it's no wonder that we have so much violence in our society, because we're teaching them at a very young age that that's how you handle issues that you don't like.
I couldn't have said it better. I mean, when you see that, it's kind of if you turn on the evening news and the newscast includes surveillance video of a police officer in your community abusing a woman in a public place like a mall, seeming to throw her over, knocking plants over, and you're looking at this and thinking, this is a police officer.
Correct.
In the community that I live in. Not to mention that that costs a lot of your money to support the police officer, because that's a very tough job and we try to compensate them for it. So that police officer is getting compensated with our taxes. But it's like that's a role model that.
Exactly.
And when you think about where you're talking about where this stuff comes from, I can't help but wonder if that situation isn't like what you're describing, where they learn that and they think, well, this is how, you know. And you really, your mission of trying to prevent that. I think that's great, because what you're saying is the majority of folks that you're dealing with were unable to prevent that in their lives.
Yes, they were unable to prevent that, and therefore they're in the system and their children are usually removed. And then they have to go through all these services to get the help they need to be reunified with their children.
In the system, again, just to dial in on that term for folks who are because
yes.
I don't have children, but other people do, you know, and I know that when you say in the system, to make that really clear for everyone listening in indisputable terms, that implies
the Department of Human Services child welfare system, where they go in and remove your children when you're not parenting appropriately, when there's abuse and neglect that's occurring.
So these people, by being in the system, it means abuse or neglect occurred to
Correct.
These children. And so that's the majority of the folks. And when we dial in on the most vulnerable people that you would be looking out for, is that the group when we think of, because obviously to try to avoid that, you're dealing with the general population. Here are some good parenting techniques and good things to do to avoid abuse and neglect of your children. But when we think about everybody, is the worst case folks that you're trying to help, it's kids that have been abused.
Yes.
That's the yes. number one most vulnerable.
But again, we do deal with those specifically in majority because we have a contract with child welfare and they actually refer those clientele to us. Mm-hmm. But the general public, we're asking them to get help voluntarily mm-hmm. without being in the system. So there's so many out there that maybe we will never know that's occurring, abuse that will never get reported. And abuse is so many different levels. People think abuse is just physical abuse by hitting or striking. And there's also emotional abuse,
yep.
which is just as damaging. Statistics have shown it's yelling is the new abuse. When you're humiliating and degrading your child and constantly damaging their self-esteem and their confidence, you're hindering them from moving forward and being a healthy member of society and contributing to society. But in other words, they're creating drains on our society because they do become the substance abusers. They do become the juvenile delinquents and the teenagers that get pregnant or commit suicide, or they're in our prison systems. So it all adds up where that old scenario of it takes a village to raise a child. All of us are affected by it. People say, oh, I'm not a parent. It doesn't affect me. But it does, because they're living in your community. They're your next door neighbors. They're your tax dollars.
And you said a really interesting thing in there, which is, I guess, one of the reasons that I do, the Helping Hand segments are hopefully to both raise awareness of the topic, but also maybe get support for an organization like yours. But what you said was a lot of these cases just don't get reported. The thing that we had that I referred to as an example, if you happen to turn on the news and see a police officer abusing a woman and it's a news story, that, chances are isn't the only one of those that's going on. And what you're saying is dialing it in on children, the cases of abuse that do get reported, that do get documented, are probably only a fraction of what is occurring out there. And so I think a lot of what you're also trying to say is you're trying to combat that, but you're taking an approach of you're trying to really right now, as we speak, talk to any parent who's listening who may be doing that and trying to get them to stop.
Exactly. Because we know it escalates, right? It starts out, small. And then, the more stress we have in life, the more
that happens,
the more, more
there's
we're
a
doing.
Chance of that.
The more we get stressed, the more we have less time with our kids, the more we want things to go along perfectly. Is the more we lash out because we can't handle the small irritants in life, and then they become very big. And that's when we start taking out on our friends and family, right? The ones that are closest to you are the ones we are going to take it out on.
Yeah, they have some great TV ads about abusing kids when I see them, the stress at work, and then the person comes home and abuses their kid or whatever. It's effective to me. Again, I don't have kids, but it, it hits me. So I know what you mean. So again, that's my point. I guess what you're saying is there's just so many folks out there who aren't already in the system. And the kids may be too scared and they never get in the system. So,
and we don't want them to be in the system.
Yeah. So
we want to be preventive and say, hey, come take some parenting classes. And you're not a bad parent to go take parenting classes. We liken it to continuing education. Almost everything we do in life, we need a degree or we need an instruction, on the job. We need some kind of training or manual or instruction. And parenting, anyone can be a parent, and they have absolutely no requirement to get right. any kind of training or education. We usually perpetuate the cycle or do exactly what our parents did, which we know there's a lot better ways now to handle raising our children. And what we're asking people to do is just be an advocate for your child and try to be the best parent you can be by getting resources, tools, and techniques that are going to help make your life easier. Therefore, you're going to be raising healthier, better children.
And there are workshops that are available. How are the resources different for the professional training and the DOE professional training workshops?
Well, the professional training workshops are basically for the professionals in the field that are already working with families, trying to strengthen families. So that's for the professionals, like continuing education credits. Hmm. And then we have parenting workshops that are for parents. So a lot of times we'll say, hey, if you don't want to come to a 9-week class, it's once a week for 9 weeks. A lot of people can't commit to that long term, or they'll come a few weeks and then, they don't go consistently. have a little workshop in your home. Get together your friends and family, you know, 10 people, and then we'll come to you and we'll do a workshop in your home. So it's convenient for you. You know, some people don't like to people to know they're taking a class,
right.
But you make it like a you make it an event, like a little party, a potluck. Make it fun, you know?
So you have different resources to help people make it fit into their lives. And you said, what was it, 9 weeks? How many weeks did you?
Our Confident Parenting class is 9 weeks. That's for the general public.
One evening per week?
So we have two different locations right now. Kaneohe in our office from on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. And then on Wednesday evenings at Salt Lake at a church over there from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. Are there costs that we should mention for folks who want to take advantage
of? There is. We do charge $45 for the curriculum binder. So we give each parent or participant that comes in a curriculum binder. And if they attend the full 9 weeks, they get a certificate of completion at the end.
Okay. And how do you guys get your funding?
We get our funding from grants and from the general public through donations. So, of course, we're always looking for more money because we want to grow our programs. One of the biggest things that we want to do is go online. We'd love to offer online curriculum and online parenting courses. And we'd like to develop our website into a parenting resource hub where, you know, as a parent myself, it's really challenging sometimes to try to find all the resources available as a parent,
right.
You know, whether it's a pediatrician or a dentist or after school care or extracurricular activities, we have to go to all these different places. It'd be nice if we had one resource hub that we just logged into and it has all of those links and resources available at our fingertips. We don't have to go to 10, 20 different places.
Okay. No, that's a good, and that's an important way to try to.
But to do that, of course, it takes money, right? It takes, we got to hire certain IT people that can set that up. We need to develop, you know, certain curriculums, the online services, so we need resources and money in order to make that happen. But we feel it's a valuable service that for all parents would really use.
And to staff, you guys are in Hawaii, in Honolulu County and then East Hawaii County,
yes.
Last time that we spoke. And then services are available for folks elsewhere in the state.
Well, and that's the other thing. We want to grow so we're on all islands. Currently, we are only on the Big Island, you know, Hilo side and in Oahu. So we'd love to be in Maui and Kauai and Molokai and Lanai. Again, to expand, it takes additional resources.
And that's exactly, so you would be putting a location in each of those in Kauai, in Maui. And then are there things that have happened in between when you were last on and now that you just want to highlight or share or point out?
Well, we did just celebrate our 40th birthday bash. So 40 years in Hawaii, we've been serving the families.
Amazing.
So just a few weeks ago, we had a big kind of a gala event with a silent auction, which raised us a little bit of funds. But the majority, we just wanted to celebrate that we've been here for 40 years and that we've been serving Hawaii's families. We did invite a lot of key stakeholders so that we're creating awareness. We're letting people know we're here. This is what we do. Please help us grow and reach more parents that are out there that need help.
Kickball tournaments?
Yes.
Are those fundraisers?
We have an annual kickball tournament. It's kind of our signature event. So we've done four so far. This year will be our fifth. In 2016, April will be our fifth annual kickball tournament. And that's something that we do at the beginning of April to kick off National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And we're kicking child abuse and neglect out of Hawaii through our fundraiser.
And are those big red balls?
Yes, they
are. That's a real memory from school, man.
Exactly. It's something that most of us haven't done since childhood. So it brings the kid back out in us, you know, the keiki. And everyone has a really great time. It's a team building exercise. It's quality time with your friends and family. And it's a time to really share in something that's fun and happy and, you know, giving contribution support to a good organization at the same time.
Yeah. I can imagine that there are, when you're doing the fundraisers like that, needs for volunteers.
Yes.
But in overall, ways that folks can volunteer, be part of what you're doing, fundraising events, spreading the word, maybe specific talents or skills for the board. Are there any needs that you have you want to put out?
Yes, we do. We actually are looking for a couple more board members. Of course, we're always looking for somebody that's in the media. We're also looking for kind of accountant, CPA background that could be a treasurer. We're looking for people that have resources that are connected in the community can then help connect us up more so that we can broaden, you know, our mission and keep going.
Folks with a grant writing background?
Grant writing background would be excellent. I mean, we do that constantly, which takes up a lot of our time and resources as staff members to be writing grants, and we do it all in-house.
And it is a specialty.
It is a specialty.
I throw it out there. So anyone who's got resources, they think that could be of use in the Honolulu area. It's 808-235-0255.
Correct.
And then in Hilo, 808-934-9552.
Yes.
HawaiiParents.org is your home online. And for folks, it's very easy at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. I've got all their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you, HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Other things that we didn't cover that are important?
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to visit our website. We have some client testimonials on there that I think that would really show who we are, what we do, and kind of help explain why it's so essential that we stay in business and that we do these kind of parenting education classes and that we continue to grow.
I think it's fantastic, and I really do appreciate what you do, looking out for folks, trying to help everyone be a little nicer to each other at the end of the day, is what I get out of it. Executive Director at Parents, Lisa Grew, thank you very much for coming down today and for what you do, and stay in touch. I look forward to having you back on Helping Hand.
Thank you for having us. We look forward to being back as well.